deadpan. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy. Deadpan. Thursday, Friday, happy. Deadpan. The weekend comes, the cycle hums. Ready to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Hey, welcome to Deadpan number 164. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. the fifth member of the band Vixen. This is actually going to be an episode that moves at a little bit of a slower pace, but I think that's not a terrible thing. I have some intriguing, but to be sure, deliberately paced content that I'm going to drop in here and, And you know what, I'm going to check my notes, because I have all this crap written that that actually never really makes it into the episodes. So I'm going to see if it gets into the episode, but in the meantime, I also have some cool news, which if you've been following along the podcast and even some of my social media output, and even the jackmangan.com website, you're aware of the cool news. So we'll get to that somewhere later on in the episode. Anyway, without further ado.
You've chased the bard and been caught in the weaver's web. You've heard her voice whispering from the edge of Moravi and echoing through the levels of Metamore City. But if you think you know Philippa Ballantyne, think again.
From the front lines of World War II
to the farthest reaches of space,
the author of Digital Magic brings you the most basic force in the universe.
Sex. Made to order.
Every month, you pick the ingredients.
And the Kiwi Temptress mixes up your order and then spices it hot.
And I mean hot.
This podcast is so hot, iTunes banned it after one episode.
Philippa Ballantyne presents Erotica a la carte.
Subscribe today at www.eroticaalacarte.com and start listening
tonight.
So anyway, here we are, and this is actually going to be a little bit non-standard. Last time we did the whole thing right here, but this time, you know, you've already heard the intro and everything. And so what we're going to do is I think we're going to go really quickly around the room, and I guess you know it, we'll never make it all the way the fuck back around the room. So what we have an idea. Actually, we're going to start with you, Paul. We're going to put you on the spot, and but the thing we're doing here is this is your homework for Deadpan was to tell your favorite memories over the past 4 years. It's been actually almost exactly 4 years since we've been doing this thing. I've known almost all of you for longer than that, because a lot of us go back to the Winging It days, you know, with Evo Terra and Michael R. Meningay. And
what does the R stand for?
Rich and famous.
Rotund.
Is what the R stands for. But so anyway, so we're going to go around the room and we're going to have people say who they are and then say their favorite Deadpan memories. So I'm going to start directly to, well, no, not directly. I'm going to start with you, Paul, because you're off in wherever the hell you are.
Minnesota.
In Minnesota. That's right.
Yes. I don't know that I came up with my favorite Deadpan memory, but I can say that my first memory of the Deadpan is driving on Shady Oak Road, trying to find a back way to get home because I was still working on figuring out how to get back from Bloomington to Elk River, which is a nice long haul of driving. And I was listening to the second Deadpan with Mike Nelson.
That's right.
And I can't remember if I missed the first one for a specific reason or if I skipped straight to the second one, but I was listening to that one and driving on Shady Oak Road, and it's just a very clear memory in my head of that time. It was just a good time.
You know, that's perfect. That's exactly what I was looking for, and that's cool. That was about 4 years ago, yeah, when that Mike Nelson interview went out. So that's good stuff. That's when we had Lopan, but when we had Alvy hanging around. And And I think we even had Jimmy from Denver showed up and did a bumper. And Jason C.
Jason C.
So cool. So very good, Paul. Thank you. And all right, next I'm going to turn it over to Amy Bowen, directly to my left here.
All right, very well then. My some of my favorite deadpan memories are the joy and thrill of hearing the surprise, unexpected voice cameos that came up on the deadpan, for example, in Really Big Things. And I just, when back in, going off of your theme of first memories, the year we had the very first deadpan episodes was the spring of my sophomore year of college. So they were good times and good memories. And the year deadpan started was the year I was a sophomore in high school, so I was very happy. And usually I would listen to it while I was working at my boring job in the library. Of course, it was one of many podcasts that I listened to during those times. And, oh yeah, I really loved hearing the surprise cameos from people during Really Big Things. And all the, pretty much anything. Most of my favorite moments have involved collaboration between people, including the deadpan don't be late thing that Jack mentioned last episode, and the night before deadpan. Oh yes, and something I suppose I might as well say it here. One of the most fun times was when we were doing planning for the Deadpan 100 Special Edition. Can I talk about this, Ed? I mean, it was more than a year ago. Ed, okay. Since he's not saying no. Ed, Ed spearheaded the event by creating the Google Doc that we all edited, and in that preliminary bit of brainstorming document, I'm pretty sure it was Ed who wrote this. He put, "Amy, I want fiction." That four-word request turned into an almost 15,000-word novella. So, they were fun times.
P-A-S-O Domine.
Man's dead is the way.
Some past memories.
Hi, Deadpan. It's SB. I've got a dumbass memory to share with you. In December, I returned from a particularly stressful, exhausting, soul-crushing business meeting in Dallas. My plane was delayed, and we landed in Denver at around, I don't know, 10 o'clock. I was supposed to get home at about 6 o'clock, and it was a long day. I wanted two things. One was to get home, and the other was to have some coffee, because I was very tired and still had a long drive home once I got to my car. So I went to a coffee shop that was just a few steps away from my gate and grabbed a small cup of coffee and had my little carry-on luggage and was just cruising to the ground transportation area of DIA, which is kind of a long way, but you don't need to hear about all of that. I got to the area where I had to wait for my shuttle. So let me pause here and make two points that are important to the story. One is that the reason that off-site parking at airports is cheaper than parking in the garage at airports is because you have to wait sometimes for a very long time for your shuttle to take you back to your car. the second point I'd like to make is that the coffee shop in the B terminal at DIA, I think it's a Peaberry coffee shop, makes very hot coffee. They boil that coffee. So as I'm standing in my area to wait for the airport off airport parking shuttle, I bring the cup of coffee to my mouth to take a drink. It's too hot to drink. I can't drink it. I think, okay, that's fine. I'm going to hold on to this coffee and drink it in the car on the way home. The shuttle appears magically. I had waited much, much longer on my past couple of trips for the shuttle, so I was really happy. I took a few steps toward the shuttle, and the driver, who was a pretty grouchy-looking man, told me that I could not bring the coffee on the shuttle, that I just had to dump it out and throw it away. And I gave him my best smile and sad eyes and somehow convinced him to let me bring the coffee. I get on the shuttle and quickly realized why you're not supposed to bring food or beverage on this shuttle. As soon as he picked up a little bit of speed on the road to get to the highway to take me back to my car, the shuttle started bouncing and shuddering and vibrating, and not the good kind of vibrating. And the coffee started splashing everywhere. So I decided to hold the cup of coffee in my hand while covering the little hole that you drink out of with my thumb, which worked. The coffee stopped splashing, but it was splashing up against my thumb, and it was super, super hot, burning my thumb. And we got about halfway to Tower Road, where the parking lot is. I couldn't handle it anymore, so I switched hands again, held the cup in my hand with my thumb over the little hole to keep the coffee from splashing all over my business suit and the guy that was sitting next to me, and who was pretty amused at my situation, but also looking at me like he was gonna slap me if I got coffee on his business suit. We got to my car. They're very nice at this parking lot. They take your bag down for you and help you out of the shuttle and wait until you get your trunk open and all of that until they drive away. Got my luggage in my trunk and dropped the coffee all over myself and my shoes and didn't get to drink any of the coffee. Got in my car, drove home, got home, and found two matching coffee lid hole blisters on each of my thumbs. That's my story.
Nipples. Ed from Texas says, the education continues. The kids and I watched the original Tron this evening. All is good. Johnny Null says, Johnny Null says, http://www.toplessroblot.com/2010/04/theslaveleahcarwashcompany.php. Breath. Ditto says, Jack, yes, that would be much more preferable over Mangan Skeeto. Amy Bowen says, LaJohn, neither have I. That's why I'm hopeful that Netflix can provide me with enough anime that I haven't seen yet to last for years. That's the only way I'm watching any anime anymore. DJ Bunny says, they're going to perform the exorcism at night, (stupid). In the old closed asylum where her mother used to be, (really stupid). The first of the week. Vanamon says, Ellipsis, and when Jack goes to sleep, dot, dot. Keyboard click.
Lions and tigers and...
The deadpan.
Oh my!
Lions and tigers and...
The deadpan.
Oh my!
And I am now going to turn it over to Ditto.
Wow, where to start? Been listening to deadpan... since Jack got labeled as Evo 2.0. It's been a great trip. Some of the early months when we were still figuring out what deadpan really was were really enjoyable. There've been a lot of people that have come and gone, like Jason C, and I know Andrea still comes by from time to time, same with Jeremy, and they're gone but not forgotten. And Deadpan has always been a fun community that we've all really enjoyed. Favorite memories? What to pick from? I mean, there's just so many. One of the favorite is when we broke 2,000 comments in one particular week. That was a lot of fun, and taunting... winging it for not having as many commenters. That was a fun rivalry. And it just always has been a fun group to hang out with. And it's really all I can say. It's a good group of friends.
Hi, this is Paul from Des Moines, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
So I think there have been times in my life where I've been the victim and the target of some irrational hatred, an irrational anger and hostility with no basis. I just wanted to touch on that for a minute because, not necessarily for me personally, but we do seem to be living in a time of irrational hatred and baseless vilification of certain public figures. You know, there's been an inordinate amount of passionate, unfounded anger and just this unprecedented deluge of bizarre, hateful accusations directed really at this one exciting new guy. This guy who's only been at it for a few years. But you know what? In spite of all the negative press and public vitriol and all of the pressure on this guy, he's shown great leadership. And he's accomplished a number of just absolutely amazing things. He's fought tooth and nail to earn some grandiose victories, really on the highest level. And you know, he's still young. There's every indication that he's going to do more great things before he's done. I mean, you know, of course, he's occasionally taken actions and made decisions that are worthy of criticism. But, you know, I can't see that he's been a frequent or even a severe offender. I mean, not nearly as frequent as some of the true villains from history. Or even some of the true legends. And, you know, I think that overall, so far, he's approached his monumental responsibilities and faced his fanatical critics just with passion, character, and class. And, you know, for all the abuse that his reputation takes now, I mean, hopefully the wisdom of hindsight and fact-based history records will reveal this guy's true character. And the numbers and facts will drown out the hysteria and the noise of his fervently irrational detractors. But, you know, in the meantime, I'm appealing to the masses to apply some insights and rationality when discussing this guy's career and performance. You know, rather than just plunging immediately into that knee-jerk anger and hatred that's just so infectious, or believing the persuasive insults of just these loud-mouthed professional slanderers. Let's enjoy this guy while we have him here. And you don't have to be a fan of his team or his side, but you should just watch Sidney Crosby and just enjoy his play and his skill. You know, this guy has an amazing passion for the game of hockey. Sid the Kid is not the only exciting player in the league. You know, he's not the only skilled guy, not the only passionate guy. He's not the only one to get tongues wagging and gossips talking. And, you know, it is still too soon to compare him to history's best, but he's damned exciting and damn good at what he does. The same can be said for Zach Parise of the New Jersey Devils, Shane Doan of the Phoenix Coyotes, Drew Doughty of the LA Kings, Jerome Iginla of the Calgary Flames, and of course, Sid's greatest rival, Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals. You know, and there it's just a few amongst a number of other star players in the National Hockey League. These guys won't be in office forever, especially not if Fox News has its way. So let's appreciate and enjoy them now while we have them. And speaking of hockey, the first round of the playoffs is done. So if you can bear with me while I search for it. And actually, I'm reading from a post on Deadpan, so thank you, Energizer Bunny. The singers and their song so far. Well, there's me, because the fucking New Jersey Devils couldn't beat the Philadelphia Flyers. I'm doing either Fly Like an Eagle or Philadelphia Freedom. And then there's me again, because the Coyotes couldn't beat the fucking Detroit Red Wings. So I'm doing either Running Down a Dream or Detroit Rock City. Lo Pan also had two busts in the first round. So he's doing Chelsea Dagger or Do You Know the Way to... No, wait, that's not right. He's doing either Shark Attack or Do You Know the Way to San Jose for the San Jose Sharks. And he's also either doing Chelsea Dagger or Here Come the Hawks. Or no, not Here Come the Hawks. He's either doing Chelsea Dagger or that Frank Sinatra song about Chicago. Amy Bowen is doing either the Vancouver Anthem or So Unsexy, because the Canucks beat her LA Kings. Ditto is doing Hang On Sloopy or The Kid Is Hot Tonight for the Pittsburgh Penguins, the aforementioned Sidney Crosby's Pittsburgh Penguins. Paul Mackey is doing either More Than a Feeling or I'm a Gummy Bear. And crap. Hold, please. And because the Montreal Canadiens shocked the Energizer Bunny's Washington Capitals, featuring Alexander Ovechkin, the Energizer Bunny will either be singing Montreal Macho, which I'm told is a gay disco song, or My Heart Will Go On. Either way, I think we, the listeners, are all winners in that scenario. All right, listen to this, and then I'm going to come back with some good news.
Hello, this is Curtin St. George. I listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast, so I don't have to kill people. You don't listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast? It's not healthy. Just saying, deadpan is the way.
Boy, that was really a long way to go for that Sidney Crosby punchline, wasn't it? Anyway, the good news. Many of you have known me since the days when I was married, but many of you have known me throughout all of the many separations and alienations from my children. And of course, as you heard in the last episode, if you listened to the last episode, and if you've made it this far into this episode, God bless you. But anyway, you've heard that I was reunited with my children after an unwanted alienation, and you know, an alienation that again was not brought about by any actions of theirs or mine. It was certainly not wanted and not okay. But what was good was that alienation was brought to a close this past weekend, and we just had a great time. We didn't do anything wild and crazy. We didn't go for the Disneyland thing. We just spent time together. One of my best memories of that weekend was one of the many great memories is just making pizza together for dinner. And of course, there's a blog post. I'm not much of a blog post writer, damn it, Jim. But I did post a blog post about this, and the blog post was called Keeper. You can find it at www.jackmanga.com, where I talk kind of at length about mostly about how it felt. I don't really get into details of history or anything, but you know, there's a talk, a little bit about what's been going on, and also about another great memory is how they reconnected with me through the song Keeper. I would like to believe that there'll be no more interference and no more just expensive in every sense of the term, financially draining, emotionally draining, you know, energy draining. I'd like to believe there will be no more interference. And I hope there is. I hope that there won't be, but we'll see. Anyway, that is the good news, and I'll keep you all posted as to the progress of things and see how they go. Oh, and I suppose I did mention this in the blog post, but even after that great or that awful vast stretch of time, we did just click again right away. You know, these are my little ones, so we did click again right away. It was a wonderful thing. All right, so let's get to some deadpan orders of business, and we'll get out of here. I need some content from y'all. I think the well is dry, so I'd appreciate if you can send me some fun dumbass memories, some lyrics, and if you have some content that's languishing here and that I'm overlooking, then don't be shy to remind me. Otherwise, please feel free to join in and play along. The voicemail line is 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. You know what? It's been a really long time since we've actually heard the contents of anyone's fridge. So let's go old school. Let's hear the contents of somebody's fridge. Not somebody's, your fridge. And, of course, you can record the audio files and email them to me. My email address is sphericaljackm@gmail.com. Yeah. There is still more audio to be heard from the Deadpan meetups. There are still some more people who are going to go and talk about their favorite memories of Deadpan. If you have a favorite Deadpan memory, either on or off pod, in person, whatever. Feel free to share that as well. I suppose it would be fitting to close with the song Keeper, since we talked about it, but we're actually in the middle of something else that I broke up. If you want to hear the song Keeper, you can, again, go and read that blog post and watch the silly video that I made. Or listen to the recent Deadpan episode, which I would go and look at, but I'm not going to. It was in a recent Deadpan episode. We are instead going to close with part two of the as-yet-unnamed musical collage. We started last week with a whole freaking bunch of songs in the collage, and this week we're going to close with a whole freaking bunch more. And the second half is probably better than the first half, so I hope you enjoy. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Like I said, this is a little bit of slower pace, a little bit more of a storytelling episode. But you know what? I enjoyed the stories, so I hope you did as well. I'm going to get out of here and stop outro babbling. Deadpan is the way, and you are all wonderful friends. Next week, it remains to be seen whether next week will be an unshow or an outshow, or an in-show, I guess, or an unshow or a fun show. I don't know. I'm going to stop babbling. Deadpan is the way, not coming back after the music. Good night, moon. Thank you.
they're gonna bleed. Dried up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. My face is numb. Fucked up and spun out in my room. On my own, here we go.
Probably should have clarified from the get-go that that's a rough living room demo. Anyway, this right here is like the bonus hidden track at the end of the album. And two quick things. 60 Lines Part 2 is coming. I'll announce deadlines and dates in the next episode or unshow, whatever comes out next week. And finally, what may be the next companion for the billiards joke. Something I want you to think about. A private investigator for the military police has the coolest job title acronym in the world.